Welcome to Virtual Seminar University, brought to you by Sam's Club. Your host today is Alex Mandoshian.
Today's call is all about your website. A website is one of the fastest, easiest, and most economical ways to attract new clients and retain existing ones. Now, you know this, but how do you do it? And we're going to talk about a website being a lead generator, not just being an e-commerce tool. With us is Michael Stewart, and he has traveled 4 continents teaching the multimedia website before anyone ever taught it many, many years ago. Michael Stewart, welcome to the call.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be here and exciting.
Well, tell us why a website can generate more business in the form of leads, because many people think of e-commerce or website design leading to sales just online, but you do something that's beyond that. You drive traffic into a website, and there's certain things on the website that get people to come into stores. So talk about why that is possible.
Well, the fact that's happening today is that more and more people are looking for things locally on the internet. I mean, years ago, when I got involved with business and advertising, there was print, radio, and television. And, you know, print could be billboards. And there was all kinds of ways of getting your marketing message out there. Well, now, in the last 12 years, 14 years, the internet has become the primary place where people search for local business. They search for local things. They're at their computer desk, they're at work in their cubicle, they're on the internet. And so if they're looking for a place to eat, if they're looking for a repair service, looking for real estate, cars, the list goes on, they jump to the yellow pages of today, which is Google. And so what happens is local search, I believe, is completely misunderstood and ignored by local businesses. Google has spent a lot of technology to make Google Maps, even on cell phones and mobile devices, make local businesses be found. And what happens is people who put up websites just kind of do it as an afterthought, unfortunately. And so even if they get found, they're doing what I call lemonade for 50 cents. What I mean by that is there's nothing there to get people to get excited to call or come in. And what we found with some of the case studies that we've done, that one, it's a two-part game here. Getting found is what has to happen. And you may not be getting found for the right search terms that could turn into a new customer for you. So you got to really pay attention to that. And then number two, when they find you, what you do and say is so important to take that stranger to do the call to action that you want.
All right, so Michael, there are two types of call to actions, and of course a call to action is what you want them to do. You're calling them to take action, them being your prospects at this point. What are the two different types of call to actions, and how are they different?
Well, on an e-commerce website, the two call to actions, you know, obviously is hopefully you'll click the buy button and purchase something, because that's e-commerce. And of course, we as internet marketers know that probably one of the most valuable overlooked call to actions is tell me your name, your first name, and your primary email address. Because if you're not ready to buy from me, we'd like to be able to follow up with you and convert you over time into a customer. Well, you know, those processes can also be applied to the local businesses. I see so many local businesses here where I live that the building a database, building an email list is just such a low priority, or they don't even do it at all. So the call to action for a local business, and can be very well conveyed in audio, video, and text, is number one, if you're ready to do business, call our phone number. In fact, we've done videos with local businesses where they actually, in the video, point up and the phone number appears right above their finger to bring eye gravity to call in. If you're ready to do business with me today, call this number on your screen and a friendly person will be there to help you solve your problems. Hey, what we'd really love for you to do is come in and start a business. Meet us. My name is Mike and I want you to come to my business location. The map is right here on the page. You can print it out. I want you to come in and ask for me by name. Now, if you're not ready to do either of those two things, hey, we have something that we feel will really help you understand how to consume our products and services. And it's free if you just put your name and email address. We've tested this with local businesses, and they're building responsive mailing lists, and they're actually having people come in the store and ask for them by name. And those three call to actions, any local business can implement on their websites.
All right, so let's talk about now that we know that there's ways to get traffic to you as a small business owner and a micro entrepreneur, and what to do when they come to you. Those are the two things we're talking about: how to get local leads to you and how, what to do with them when they come in. I want to start with the end in mind, after they've come into you, because Mike, you and I have another training on how to get those local leads into a website. Let's talk about the virtual home right now. And the what of the virtual home, what is it? It should, and we recommend it to be, a multimedia website, which sounds fancy, but it's very, very simple because it involves audio and video. So what is a multimedia website? Multimedia has to do with audio and video. Let's talk about how complicated that is and what it takes to get video and audio online. Go ahead. What is it?
Well, you know, number one, you just got to get comfortable with something as simple as a handheld camcorder. And in fact, Sam's Club actually sells them very reasonably priced. The one that I use for my business, and I teach other businesses to use, is called the Flip Digital. It's so easy to operate, and all you have to do is be like you're in front of a customer talking about something that solves their problem. That's really the magic, is people want to know who they're working with. They want to build a trust factor, and when you learned to get in front of the lens of the camera and give your marketing message and build that trust, you can archive that on web pages that are supplied by the Sam's system here. It's very easy to paste a simple little bit of what's called web code. You don't even have to know what it does. I don't even understand what it does. I just know that if I can learn copy and paste, I can, through a few very simple steps, put video on websites, and I've taught many businesses do that. So when you start using the modality of audio and video, which is very simple to do with lots of softwares out there. In fact, one of the things you should do is go to Google and search how to put video on your website, or video hosting solutions, website
video streaming,
streaming solutions. There's plenty of softwares and systems and wizards, software wizards that make this very, very easy. It's really overcoming the fear of saying, okay, what's the message? The message, creating the message in front of the camera. There's another type of video that's called screen capture video, which is basically a slideshow with a narration. You can actually get people to do a call to action with nothing more than slideshow images that are synchronized to your verbiage. So do not be fearful of the flip camera is the simplest way. We've got real estate agents and car dealerships that are actually in the world of television doing very primitive television, but they're getting customers.
Let's talk about the car dealership, because that was very interesting. The first step is to get yourself a digital recorder, and the flip video available at Sam's Club.com, you can get one for less than $150, and this is the tool to capture the video. Let's talk about the car dealership and what they did with their flip video camera, because I thought it was amazingly creative.
Well, number one, I'll tell you about the website. They took their domain name of their sales website, which, let's say, we'll call it Your Car Dealership. And they added the word yourcardealershiplive.com, Your Car Dealership, and they added the word. So let's say it's Alex Mendozian's GM or Ford or whatever brand of car dealership. They took their domain name, which was always branded in their market, and they added the word live to it. They bought that domain name for very little money, which you could do at Sam's, and they activated and made that website live on the Internet, which is what the web services is doing. Okay, so now they've got a live web page system to where they can manage the content. So now what they would do is when someone would call into the dealership and say, Alex, do you have such and such model in stock with certain features? I have this list of questions about the product, and I've researched it on the Internet, and I know what it should cost, and I know I want it, and I know the features I want. If you have one in stock, I will drive down and test drive it. Otherwise, I'm not coming down there. Now, this is, from real experience. So what this particular student of mine, who is a general manager of a car of nine-chain franchise, he got a flip camera, and he said, okay, he holds the camera on himself in his hand, and talks to the camera and goes, Alex, I'm Mike Stewart here with Alex Mendosian Dealership, and I want to answer your questions that you just called in for me. And he turns the camera around and walks around holding the camera while he's answering all the questions. Now, he has zero editing, shaky cam because his hand is shaking, but now he takes that video off the camera, does one little conversion step to he shot the video, he transfers it, and pastes some code in his webpage and sends that link to that prospect by email, and they watch the video, and they're closing three out of four leads that way.
Yeah, because it's so immediate, it's so fast, and it's not slick. You know, it's even a little sloppy, which is almost like reality online TV. People believe in not slick because slick looks too slick. Now, a few ideas just came to mind. Let's say a restaurant owner has a flip video, and they're talking about the specials for this week, or they're taking rave reviews and testimonials from the guests on a very, very busy Friday night or Saturday night.
Very powerful.
Right? And then they have their restaurant online. They just add the word live.com, and that becomes the live interaction where local people who are going to frequent that restaurant now frequent more often. You can do this with convenience stores, with specials. If you're a motel, you can show the new rooms that you have, possibly that have been renovated. If you're an independent professional, and let's say you're a CPA or an accountant, you can show your offices with a little flip video that my son, Gabriel, who's age 8 at the time of this recording, has. And it doesn't matter how shaky it is, it can go online immediately, and all you have is one button to push. These are very simple ways to take video, stick it online, and this is not an e-commerce site. This is lead generation, correct, Mike?
Exactly. This is lead generation, and what's going on this week, which is one of the things that's so powerful with building a list, is that you can very simply, with a flip digital, say, hey, this week is Cinco de Mayo, and guess what? We've got plans for this week. Mm-hmm. You should come out and see it. And you can send out a personal message from the personalities that are developing relationships with customers. The owner of a restaurant, in fact, I'm working with a restaurant here in Georgia, and I've gotten to be good friends with the owner, and I watched him greet people as they came in and out the door. He has so much pride in his local business. And I said, his name is Juan, and I said, Juan, can you imagine doing that while you sleep? You are passionate about making sure customers love this restaurant. Why is that archived on your web pages and on your website? And his answer was, I don't know how, but obviously I need to do it because you're going to show me. And of course, we're going to make it happen for him. So the situation is people are going on the Internet. People are finding people on the Internet, and they're not talking to them. They're not building relationships, and they're not asking for names and addresses. And if you add those two little tweaks to existing websites, or you build websites from the ground up with these strategies, right, but we're already seeing evidence of things going through the roof.
Well, let's go over the steps. So step one is get yourself a digital video player or camera. Flip video is what we recommend, but if you already have one, you don't even need high definition. That's your first step. The second step is to be able to video stream online, and if you go to google.com and type in video streaming services or free video streaming services, that's your second step. The third step is to get a website if you don't already have one, and whether you want e-commerce or whether you want the ability just to have a website and a presence, it doesn't matter as long as you are generating some sort of a lead to capture email. So that's the third step. Now, the fourth step is to actually publish it. Is that correct?
Yes. Once you've shot a video of any format that is a marketing message, and a timely marketing message, it can be an evergreen marketing message, one that you really want to leave there for the longest time, but lots and lots of messages that help people convert to customers. You have to shoot that message, and it can be as simple as a camera being held by somebody or on a tripod in the background of your place of business, to where it's clear that people can hear and see you. And amazingly, these little camcorders do a very good job. I've actually seen some videos of you, Alex, driving in your car with the flip, and they sound great and they look great.
They do.
So you get that message captured. If you want, you know, at some point, learning to clean it up and edit it is not mandatory, but is a good idea at some point. But if you just learn to make these short little messages.
And it's easy. It's easy to do.
I get on stage with a flip digital when people have never seen them before, and I say, there's two controls on this thing. on, off, stop, and start. Now you've learned how to use the camera.
Mm.
Now say something of value in front of it. That's the hard part, running the camera. The second thing, I also talk about the flip. A lot of people know what a thumb drive or a flash drive is. That's those little things that plug into your computer and they have computer files on them. A flip camera is a thumb drive or a flash drive with a lens and a microphone. So when you plug that camera into your computer instantly recognizes it as a place where computer files are sitting. And you can easily drag those movies off the camera onto your computer. And then that's where the magic. Because you get the camera cannot, you know, send magically the videos up to the internet. You have to get them off the camera and get them on your computer, make one little technical transition change to make that video compatible and work on the internet, which there's plenty of software and solutions out there. There's all kinds of solutions that will take that video and make it in a language that web pages understand.
Here's the most important thing. Going back to anyone who's had an experience that is positive and has been delighted by your services, no matter what business you're in, doesn't matter how much money you make right now, no matter how turbulent the times are, if you simply capture the moment on a flip video or any digital video recorder, then you have captured it, and now you can put it online. So if a host is walking around from table to table, Michael, and says, "How is your meal?" And they say, "You know what? This is the single best meal I have had in my life, or all year round, or ever in this city." Then you want to capture that. So I would ask, "Hey, would you do that a second time so we can capture it on this video recorder so we can put you online as a delighted customer? Would that be okay?" Now, in my experience, 3 out of 4 people say yes.
Well, you know, Luna, the restaurant that I'm working with, he will go up to him and say, "What do you think?" And he says, "If I can get a testimonial, dessert's on me." And he gets everybody to do a testimonial that way.
Isn't that a great strategy? And pretty soon what you have is your website, the live version, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your restaurant.live or carwash.live, that becomes a workhorse for you, because what you say, they may doubt you, but what other people say about you, they see as the new prospect, as the truth. So why not have a goal? Why not have a goal to have 21 testimonials that are video-based on your website, just lined up one by one, all about you? Could 21 people be wrong? Can 101 people be wrong? I personally have over 300 video testimonials, and I just keep adding. It's almost like creating a legacy for your business. And so these are very, very powerful ways, and they're very simple, and Mike, they are very inexpensive, correct?
Exactly. I tell you what, the internet is the cheapest, most powerful advertising mechanism in the world. And what I recognized years ago, and what brought you and I together, Alex, years ago, is that I recognized the internet is radio and television. That's all it is. It's the same models, but the difference is the cost is so ridiculously cheap. And the ability to make it work is so simple now that it's just point-click, copy and paste. And the biggest opportunity that I keep seeing over and over and over again is that in the e-commerce, marketing online world, you're seeing it more and more and more. But in the small entrepreneur, local business, they just don't know what they don't know, and they're not doing it, and there's a huge opportunity for people to come on board and say, "Okay, I'm not going to be intimidated by this. I'm not going to let fear paralyze me. What do I need to do to make this happen?" And you'll find out. In fact, one time at a car seminar where I was speaking, I said, it's 27 steps to drive a car, and there's 3 steps to get video on your webpage.
Brilliant. So with the video streaming service, many of which are free, get your video on, invite people to come to your local location, and people will ask me, business owners will ask me, "Mike, what do I say?" Okay, here's a great starting point. Step 1, what's the most frequently asked question prospects ask you or your sales team? Number 2, what's the second most frequently asked question that prospects ask you and your sales team or client care? Step 3, what's the third most frequently asked question? Right? Now, you know the picture. Go all the way to 5, and now you say, these are the 5 most frequently asked questions anyone should ask me before coming to my car wash, before coming into my restaurant, before coming into my hotel. And now the internet becomes another way to communicate, not a way to create commerce directly, but indirectly. And I think people are afraid of the technology. Why don't we end this training, Michael, is talking about why people are so afraid of technology. Because I don't know how to put up a website, yet I have done very well on the internet. You do know how to put up a website, so you know both sides. Why are people, why are micro-entrepreneurs and business people so afraid of technology? And if they're not afraid, why don't they have websites up right now?
Well, I can only surmise that my generation, and maybe your generation, I'm a little older than you, Alex, but we're of a generation that was not raised with computers. So all of a sudden there's this new technology that that seems intimidating. And yes, computers have lots and lots of flexible options. And no matter how simple they try to make it, for some reason, our brains from our generation, because we weren't raised with video games and computers, I think it just intimidates us. And with that intimidation, so many entrepreneurs that own local businesses are in our generation. They're 40, 35, 40 years plus, and they just get stuck in that intimidation and fear. And they say, well, I just want to hire somebody to just do it for me. And unfortunately, a lot of people who are hired don't know what they're doing. So it just never gets done. I mean, I'm not blaming the webmasters of the world. You know, they usually come from computer programming and graphics design. They don't come from radio and television like you and I did. And so therefore, they don't think creative. They think about visual look. And you'll see lots and lots of websites out there with fancy, busy animations and all kinds of what I call eye candy. But they're not thinking about basic marketing messages. And what video and audio is messages, not flash and flare. And so what happens is if it costs too much, that becomes a roadblock. If it looks too hard to do and it's involved with something I wasn't raised with, entrepreneurs go, well, I'm just going to go with what I understand. And they just keep doing the same things over and over again. And they're expecting different results, but, you know, folks, times are changing, and the Internet is not going away. In fact, it's thriving better than it ever has, and it's not just for e-commerce anymore. It's for local businesses to turn strangers into customers. That's what's happening for some of the case studies I've worked with, and that's the opportunity for people who say, I'm not going to be intimidated by this. I'm going to take the steps to learn how to make this happen and start building relationships with local customers so that they'll come into my store and they use my services and products.
You know, I couldn't have said it better. And really the key is, if you know the five most frequently asked questions that prevent someone from buying from you, then it's time to start thinking about it. Because if you don't know what those are, right now as people are walking in your store, as people are walking through your facility, as people are asking to do business with you by phone, you are losing sales. You are losing sales that could have generated more income and revenue for you. And now in turbulent times, it's very important to increase that conversion between a prospect into a customer or client, whichever you call them. So what's critical is first know the five most frequently asked questions people ask you. And if you don't know, start thinking about it. Write it down. That's one of the biggest steps that you got to take to getting from here to there. We talked all about what should be on your website. We're saying video because it's real. We're saying video because it's you. We want talking, we want audio, and we want visual websites that are very simple that can express your message as if they were standing in front of you in the store. And that's exactly what Mike has been indicating during this call. Mike, any final comments before we bid farewell and go to the next telewebcast?
Well, number one is that here's what I recommend people do. Realize that more and more people go to Google, MSN, and Yahoo to search for things locally. Put in your key phrases. Now, what I mean by that is, let's take a restaurant. If you are a steak and seafood restaurant, type steak seafood restaurant and see what comes up in Google. Then add your location. You know, your market, steak, seafood, Atlanta, Georgia, and see what comes up. And you're going to be surprised how many local restaurants come up in Google Maps and how many don't. And if you look on the right side of the page, you're going to see how many people are buying advertising. And I think we're going to talk about in the next module here is the ways to get found. But what I've seen by looking that, I recommend everybody do that and just see what's going on. Then visit those websites and see what their marketing message is. I want to leave you with this. I live in a northern suburb of Atlanta, and I searched for a particular steakhouse that I knew had just opened up, and they are in Google Maps. They are findable if people know how to search for them. And I clicked on it, and it went to a website that they spent a lot of money. I know what it took to program the site. And it took over 2 minutes for me to figure out how to turn the music off that meant nothing to me, and it had a fire burning behind its logo with a skip intro sign. Now, you're laughing, Alex, because you know as a marketer, that was a waste of money. And what percentage of the people that find them take it to a call to action?
Well, see, that's what I would call slick, and I'm glad you brought it up. I'd rather see the restaurant owner and say, hi, my name is Frank, and I hope you come visit us because. And here's what some of our raving fans have to say, and you cut over to the testimonials. That's so much easier than music and fire in the background.
Look at it over and over in your niche in Google and see what other people, and you'll learn quickly that everybody's, unfortunately, because they don't know what they don't know. So what we want to do is hopefully we're told you an opportunity that's wide open, and we hope you use these suggestions to your benefit.
Most virtual homes or websites are like leaky buckets. The traffic comes in and they just leak out. Hopefully today on this call we taught you how to plug the leaks. We hope our paths cross again soon during our next virtual Seminar U telewebcast.
See you next week for our new Tuesday tip. And we also hope you'll join us twice a month for our webcast trainings. On behalf of Virtual Seminar University, brought to you by Sam's Club, thank you for listening.